Blog Talk Radio.
Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us we pray, unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very soul. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. We are your church, we need your power in us. We seek your kingdom first, we hunger and we thirst, refuse to waste our life, for you're our joy and pride. To see the captive heart relieved, the hurt, the sick, the poor.
Happening, everybody. This is Wardell Potstream for Solar Records Radio, and man, I don't sound like I'm excited, but I'm excited. Build Your Kingdom Here by Ring Collective, an amazing group from overseas, and they really blessed me with their music and what they're doing here. So I just want to just give a shout out to Ring Collective. Much love to you guys, and thank you for blessing us here. So it's radio. I hope everybody's good. Thank you for tuning in. As today is Super Bowl Sunday here in the United States, and so there's a lot going on here. I got to tell you, when Super Bowl Sunday comes around, people, they get all excited, including myself, because my team, my city, my hometown, happens to be in the Super Bowl this year. And so it's so strange, right, how we are attracted to our home. Like, whatever happens at home, somehow it attracts us, it pulls us, it gets our attention. And we're attracted to home. It's just a natural thing. I feel the same goes with our Heavenly Father. And it's something inside of us is telling us we got to make it back home. There's something there. It's a little thing for some of us, and for some of it, it's a big thing. It's like they do everything every day, every Sunday, or every opportunity to praise God is a Super Bowl for them. And they're working their hearts out. They're trying to do any and everything to get prepared to go home, because there's something special there, you know. And so I just want to encourage you guys, my brothers and sisters who are not so excited about meeting your Creator, to maybe change your perspective. But just 'cause think about that. Home. There's no place like home, right? We always say that. There's no place like home. There's nothing like mama cooking. There's nothing like knowing that you're in a safe haven. These people here care about you, that this is a good place for me to be, because I'm good. Because it's you versus the world, right? But at the end of the day, like my father said to me many years ago, he says, you can always stay out there and fight the good fight. Do what it is that you are trying to accomplish and get your career. But if it doesn't work out, you can always come home. See, there's something about home that is a blessing. And so I believe in my heart that God is he's planted that seed in all of us. So we know that there's a beacon inside of us. We know where we belong. We know where we belong. And we know that we can go there. But don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. Don't act like you don't have to do anything to get there. You got to buy your plane ticket. You got to buy your, you know, you got to make sure you have whatever it is. You get your gas to drive there. You got to make preparation. Let people know you're coming. You got to prep. You got to do what you have to do to get ready to go there. And that's what I'm saying to you about Christ. You got to get ready to let them know, hey, I want to come home. I'm coming home. I want to come home. So I got to prepare myself. And this preparation may take years. It may take a long time. Okay, and that's okay. Because the more you prepare, the more you're ready. You're ready to get there and go there, right? Don't wait for the last second. Don't wait for, you know, because a lot of times we think we have more time than we actually have. The problem is that we do not know. We have no idea when God's going to call us, when our time is up. So in the meantime, just prepare yourself, right? Prepare yourself and let them know, hey, I'm going to come home. I want to come and see you. I want to come hang out with you. I want to come and love on you. I want to come and be loved by you. I want to be there and see my other family members. I just want to be blessed, because thank you so much for creating me, and because I know that you want me to come home, because you made me. You made me this way. You're causing me to listen to this show today. You're causing me to hear you try to tell me, get it together. And so I just want you to know I'm sorry for all the noise. we are preparing over here for a very big Super Bowl party at my home. And so, there's a lot going on anyway. So they're preparing. They're getting ready. And that's exactly what we have to do with God. We have to prepare. We have to get ready and just, you know, hey, listen, just kick back. I just want you to meditate on this, okay? Meditate on the thoughts of getting closer and closer to your Creator. Meditate on the fact that when you get there, how it's going to be. Don't you want to hear Him say, well done, my good and faithful servant? Don't you want to be blessed? Don't you want to say, oh, I did good? Want to feel good about your life and what you've accomplished? And, you know, I mean, it's so important. But just being able to get back home is what it really is all about. At the end of the day, even as we live and live and live and we get older, guess what? We end up right around our family, which is our home. That's our family. They end up around our bedsides. They're loving on us. They're praying for us to get better. They're hoping that things work out. You know, at home. That is home. So that's not underestimate home, okay? And your home is where you make it. So wherever your home is, you know, just continue to prepare and bless yourself and just bless God and bless your friends with your home. God is so good. But anyway, I just wanted to just play some music here because I'm about to have a great time with a bunch of friends from church and other members that are coming to my home. And I'm going to share my feelings about God and about why I made it to my church. You know why I made it to my church? Because God directed me there. You know how I know God directed me there? Because it felt right. And you know why it felt right? It felt right because His Spirit lives inside of me. And I can feel the presence of God. I can feel the presence of God. I know He loves me. I know He loves me. This relationship with Him is so powerful. And it's so hard for some to understand that don't have this feeling. But you just hang around. Trust me. We are a product of our environment. We all are a product of our environment. And if before you know it, because see, I was just playing drums at church when I first started. I was just, okay, I'm a drummer. Yeah, I'll play. But the word was seeking in me. It was like that scripture. I heard it. I heard the words in the song talking about how much we love God and praise God and how much He loves us and this. And it was, but my whole plan initially was just to play drums in church. You know, I thought it was the right thing to do. So I did it and I enjoyed doing it. And next thing I know, I was enjoying this environment more and more and more. And the word of God was going into my spirit. It was waking up. My soul was pleased. The feeling of God was waking up inside of me. The Holy Spirit was redirecting me and was guiding me and telling me, oh, this is good, Wardell. This is the best. I love it. And then before I knew it, I enjoyed playing drums at church more than I enjoyed playing drums. Well, I shouldn't say more, but just as much as I enjoyed playing, you know, doing my career. I was like, you know, I've played in major stadiums, huge stadiums, you know, thousands of people. And then to be able to play in a church where there are only like 10 to 15 people, for me to still be fulfilled is a miracle in itself. Because I am still a human being. I am still that man. I'm still that old man. And I still have my human feelings. And I still have my human desires that will destroy me. But for God to have the Holy Spirit to give me a taste of what it felt like when I played in a church with only 10 people and the feeling was overwhelming, it was an awakening for me. I was like, whoa, how powerful is this? Why is this so good? Because it's God. It's God. It's God. It's so good. You can't compare God to a million human beings. There's no comparison. God is more powerful. And I'm so grateful for him. Thank you, God. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to come together and praise you. Thank you for lifting us up and keeping us. Father, we love you and we thank you so much. Father, we want to ask a special blessing over our brothers and sisters over that was in this terrible earthquake that just happened. Father, we're just asking if you could just lift them up, Father, and bless them and keep them and heal their bodies, the ones that were found that are wounded, Father. If you could just enter their minds, Father, enter their thoughts. Let them know that you love them and that you're there and you care. Father, the ones that may still be down there and looking for hope, Father, we're praying that you send your people, Father, to bless them, to help them, Father. We thank you for the first responders that are out there that are doing that. Thank you so much, Father. Just please protect them as well, because we really love what they do, and we thank you so much for them, Father. Thank you. We love you, and we thank you for everything in your son's name. Amen. All right, guys, so listen, we're going to praise God. We're going to listen to some great music and stuff, and just lean on him and trust him and know that he loves you. I love you too, and I'm so grateful for this opportunity. I want to give a shout out to all my friends around the world that tune in to Solar Records Radio. Thank you for blessing us. And go to our website, solarrecordsradio.com. It's a new website. Everything is new. We're rebuilding ourselves. It's a whole new structure now. So leave us a message if you have any ideas to help us. And the store is not completed yet. We're just getting the store going, but they have not completed that. So, you know, we are working very hard. Greg is helping me out a great deal and stuff. So, and Astrid is helping me out. And I'm so grateful for all my friends that are there to help me. Jim Shiflett, much love to my brother, Jim Shiflett, who's an engineer and who's a web designer. And he's given me some advice as well. And so I'm grateful for everyone that just contributes to Solar Records Radio, because as we are trying our best to love on our brothers and sisters around the world, we are being blessed by individuals like them. So God, thank you. Thank you for sending them our way. We love you, and I appreciate you, God. Thank you so much. All right, guys, let's get going. So,
let me hear the worshipers!
To our God.
Y'all know how we do it. Take it up and praise. It's to our God.
your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise for God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Praise, guys. Every praise, we got to give it up to him because he is worthy. Come on, guys. You know, it's a beautiful thing when God blesses you and he blesses your family. He blesses your children and he blesses your children's children. That's what he wants to do. So please take responsibility and teach your kids about our Heavenly Father. Today we had baptisms in our church and it was so beautiful. It was so amazing to watch, you know, these kids go up and just give their life to Christ and be baptized and watch whole families get up there and do that. So come on, guys, praise with me. God is good. I love him. Thank you, Jesus.
Be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you.
Generations and your family and your children and their children. for. May the favor, may the favor.
Yeah. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was the devil.
I hope you guys are enjoying this music, as it's just penetrating my soul. And when I said that, it makes me think back, you know, when Jesus, when God sent his son, when he sent his son here to bless us, to bring us home, to give us away. I mean, the thought that God cares that much about us is absolutely amazing. And, you know, we could not have a direct relationship with God, you know, in terms of he can't be around sin. That's because he's God. So he sent his son, who was just like us, human beings, but part God and part man, so that he could feel our pains and he could feel all the things that we go through as human beings. And I'm quite sure he was like a little computer and going back and sending that information to God, his father. I'm so grateful that God would send him to do that for us. How amazing is that? Right? I mean, he was loving and preparing, and he was getting ready, like I always tell us to get ready. You know, prepare yourselves to go home. Get ready for God, you know, to go home and be with your Savior. I mean, God was getting ready. He sent his son here to make sure that he had everything that he needed to get us back. He sent the scriptures before his son even came, before the gospel was even alive. And he had Moses and this guy's here just working and doing all the things. John the Baptist here just, you know, working and getting things ready for his son. But one of the most amazing things that just really catches me off guard is that when Jesus died on the cross for us, when Jesus died on the cross, the gates of heaven came flying open for us. He released the Holy Spirit. It was unleashed to go and get his people and communicate with us. Just heads up. I mean, he unleashed that Holy Spirit. And it took a few days after Christ left before the Holy Spirit was completely unleashed. And then you remember when the wind came? The wind came after Jesus was gone. The Holy Spirit was unleashed. God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for sending the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is so amazing, guys. Don't underestimate the Holy Spirit. It is so powerful. It is so amazing. It is part of the Trinity. It is what God planned to bring us home with. My heart is just so wide open to God for that. Thank you for being everything, for knowing everything, for doing everything you can to bless us and bring us home. And I just pray that we as brothers and sisters around the world do the same, that we love on each other, that we bless each other, that we bless ourselves and our families, and we allow God to grow inside of us. See, just remember, God is in us. He sent his Spirit here to be in us so that we could be like him. So we are supposed to really be reflecting who God is through his children, through his Christian brothers, his children. We're supposed to be able to reflect who God is to others. So if we can, I mean, that's amazing, right? It's what an amazing gift that he gave us, that we could just say, here I am, God, use me as your vessel to reflect who you are to your children. Wow, what an opportunity and what a blessing and what a gift it is. So remember, we have an obligation that with this life that God has given us, through life, God lives through us. He lives through our life. Let him use you. Let him use you. And trust the Holy Spirit will continue to guide you and love you. Thank you guys so much for hanging out today. We got about another 12 minutes left in the show. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. I pray you have a wonderful and beautiful week. Trust God in your week. Bring, you know, think about, you know, make that, take that time. Make time for you and God alone. Just, you know, if it's only, you know, 3 to 5 minutes, you need to make time and get closer to him so he can use you. And he will. He will. Just get closer. Trust him. He loves you. Thank you so much. I love you guys. Have a blessed day. May God be with you. guys. God bless you. Thank you so much for everything. Have a beautiful week, and you know, we love you here. Don't forget to go to our website, solarrecordsradio.com. Check it out, and you know, and just, you know, just check it out. We're rebuilding. We love you and appreciate everything that you do for us. God bless you. Hey, Greg, thanks so much, man, for everything. I love you, bro. Everybody, Astrid, much love. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate all you guys. We love you. Take care, and thanks for being everything to us here at Solar Records Radio. Good night.
It's in the boom of the thunder. It's in the cool of the rain. And we'll say, I don't ever want to get away. Tonight is beautiful. It's got my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder.
Reminding me, I see you in every little thing. Oh.